So this would be the Drysdale Vignette, Feeding Winter Birds, in 3, 2, oh dear, it's coming up, yes, in 3, 2, 1. Increasingly, birds are considered a major feature of Ontario gardens. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale, bird feeding ideas after this. 3, 2, 1. Attracting birds to the garden during the gardening season isn't difficult. A few specific shrubs and flowers will ensure a good supply of a wide range of birds, including the fascinating ruby-throated hummingbird. Attracting birds to the garden in the winter, however, takes a little more ingenuity. That's where a book called Feeding Winter Birds in Ontario by Bob Walden, W-A-L-D-O-N, that's where that book comes in. It's out of print now, but you can likely still find it at a used bookseller or at Amazon.com. Bird experts seem to all agree it's not too late now for gardeners to start and try to attract birds to their gardens. Most emphasize that patience is the key. Experts recommend installing at least 2 bird feeders of different types. They attract different types of birds, that's why. Choose a location seen from a part of the home, but within several meters, 10 feet, of a substantial shrub or tree where the birds may fly to if disturbed at the feeder. One point sometimes forgotten by homeowners is that the droppings and husks below bird feeders should be removed frequently. Failure to do so can result in a disease being spread among other birds. An open tray table feeder is best scrubbed with a disinfectant, and gravity feeders may need cleaning once a week. This cleaning is best done when new feed is put in. One of the easiest ways of feeding birds that needs little cleaning is simply filling an old mesh onion bag with chunks of beef suet and hanging it out on a tree limb. Bird seed and suet are best kept separate so that the birds don't struggle with greasy seeds. I'm Art Drysdale.